Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. It appears that the White House and congressional negotiators are no closer to a deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. House Republicans emerged from a closed-door meeting with Speaker Kevin McCarthy Tuesday sounding pessimistic. NPR's Claudia Grisales has more.
Despite expressing optimism after his most recent meeting with President Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reiterated that nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to in the ongoing talks. A key Republican negotiator, Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, has concerns about the negotiations.
We're not going to be able to make this deal. We're not going to be able to move forward. They're continuing to try to continue the same trajectory of overspending, overtaxing, and forcing the next generation a debt that absolutely they cannot afford and certainly didn't create.
But the White House argues that Republicans want to install extreme spending cuts that will hurt everyday Americans. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, The Capitol.
A Russian court has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich for another 3 months. NPR's Charles Maines reports that the ruling comes as the U.S. journalist faces unsubstantiated charges of espionage.
The ruling means Evan Gershkovich will remain in pretrial detention in Moscow's Lefortovo prison until at least August 30th. Gershkovich's parents traveled from the United States to Moscow and were reportedly allowed to attend the closed court hearing. Gershkovich was detained by Russian security agents while on a reporting assignment in Russia's Ural Mountains last March and later charged with espionage. The Kremlin has supported the claim and says the American was caught red-handed while providing no evidence. Gershkovich and the Journal vehemently reject the spying allegations, noting the American was an accredited journalist working in Russia. The U.S. government has also designated Gershkovich wrongfully detained and demanded his immediate release. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Residents of Guam are hunkered down as rain and wind from Typhoon Mawar pound the U.S. island territory. They've abandoned unstable homes and stocked up on supplies. Here's Governor Lou Guerrero.
Mawar is a real threat and a possible direct hit to our island.
The U.S. military has moved ships away from Guam as Mawar approaches. National Weather Service forecasters say that the typhoon is a Category 4 storm that's threatening to cause landslides, flash flooding, and life-threatening storm surge. Illinois' Attorney General Kwame Raoul has released the findings of a probe into clergy sex abuse allegations. The study found that 451 Catholic clergy had sexually abused almost 2,000 kids between 1950 and 2019. The Archbishop of Chicago says the church cooperated fully with investigators and has made some improvements. This is NPR News. The Secret Service says the 19-year-old Missouri man accused of crashing a U-Haul truck into a barrier near the White House is a Nazi sympathizer. Cy Condola was arrested at the scene Monday night. According to a Secret Service statement, Condola expressed a will to kill the president and seize power. He's facing 5 charges, including threatening to kill or kidnap the president. The new owner of Silicon Valley Bank claims HSBC Bank conspired to poach some of SVB's top talent. As Bradley George of member station WUNC reports, First Citizens sued HSBC in federal court this week.
First Citizens, which is headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina, bought SVB in March after it failed. The suit says 42 former SVB staffers resigned from First Citizens late on a Sunday night, just 2 weeks after the deal closed. Those workers moved to HSBC, which bought Silicon Valley Bank's UK operations. The lawsuit claims a former SVB executive, now working at HSBC, coordinated a scheme to plunder SVB's highest-performing bankers. First Citizens is asking for more than $1 billion in damages. HSBC has declined to comment on the suit. For NPR News, I'm Bradley George in Chapel Hill.
Netflix is cracking down on the sharing of account passwords in the U.S. It is limiting viewership to people living in the same household. Premium users will be allowed to let one person outside of the home use their account for an additional $8 a month. This is NPR.